Welcome to the 21st century, folks, where a small clique of white men keeps a bunch of other white people in check through surveillance and preemptive action against dissent. This larger group, controlled by the big whites, as I call them, in turn, directly and indirectly, voluntarily or not, force all other races to submit, financially through the propagation of usury of the banking system, mentally through mass media, dumbing down and bringing the entire population of the globe bit by bit to the smallest common denominator, and spiritually through attempting to make us believe that we, human beings, need a third party to speak to God. I'm Nick Blake, and today we go deep.
I feel bad for Arabs, especially in the media, because the media is always messing with the Arabs, aren't they? Every time you turn on the news, they never show you, like, a normal Arab person. If you watch the news, every time they show you an Arab, even when I say any Arabs, in your head, immediately, you pictured... That's what went through your head. I know. Even if it was the wrong sound that I made. Whatever. But they never show you normal Arabs. They never show you the people that come to a comedy show and hang out. That's the media. They're f***ing with your heads. Whenever they show you Arabs, they're always like these crazy... America! That's what they're showing you. If you look closely at those clips, it's the same 10 guys in every clip. It's funny to me when I see them misrepresenting people on the news. And the funny thing is, every time they show you, like, the news nowadays, it's always like some new country starting some shit with another Arab country. And you know what the funny thing is? Everybody's fighting with the Arabs and nobody's beating them. You know what that means? Stop fighting with the fucking Arabs. Here's the problem. You can't intimidate them. If you can't intimidate somebody even a little bit, you can't beat them. Like right before the U.S. went to war with Iraq, they warned Iraq, we're going to come there, we're going to attack you. And Iraq went, okay. Even the U.S. went, I don't think he understood. He didn't understand us at all. Let me try it again. We're going to come to your country and attack you. No problem, no problem. It's okay, he wants to come, let him come. Yalla, come on, let's go, yalla, let's go, let's go, come on. Even the U.S. was like, I think we got to break it down for this guy. We're going to come to your country and kill you. Oh, yeah? You kill me? Yeah, f*** you. I kill me. And you.
That was Russell Peters explaining how mass media portrays select groups of people around the world for the sole purpose of dehumanization. You see, we naturally have a moral compass. Very few don't. And surprisingly, those few end up with all the power being psychos, each and every one of them. Kakistocracy is a word you might want to look up on YouTube, double K. Why? Because it seems to me that continuously pouring money that we don't have, apparently for educating, feeding, and clothing the poor, which is a vast majority of today's world, seems to me instead that non-existent cash is poured into weapons, or as military people like themselves to call it, defense, or security, or anything else that does not spell tools for killing people our buddies at CNN told you are bad. Given almost lack of transparency in terms of military budgets, let alone black ops, it's difficult to assume the leaders of our countries have the majority's concerns in mind. Just this week, we have yet another example. Trump, the apparent savior of the world, the alleged destroyer of the New World Order, has just announced yet another boost to U.S. defense spending. Now, what does that tell you? Things are very unlikely to change. Just like with Obama back in 2008, yes, we can make America great again, but this plan does not involve the majority, only those who are in the know, such as members of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, the usual suspects. All these organizations are pushing and peddling this neocon agenda to essentially bring about what we've been hearing for a very long time. Donald Rumsfeld announced that over $2 trillion went missing on September the 10th, 2001. Back in 2015, the Pentagon itself announced it made nearly $6 trillion in adjustments. In other words, the money just evaporated. But if you're in charge of, say, $600 billion per year as the budget stands for 2018, would you not want to account for every single dollar spent to get the best return on your investment? See how Bill Smullen, former chief of staff to Secretary of State Colin Powell and others until 2003, evades this question. how is it possible that so much money would essentially be adjusted, would get lost? Because in the corporate world, Arthur and Anderson tried to do the same thing about a decade ago, and then Enron tried to do a very, very similar thing. How is it possible that the Defense Department or the Pentagon can actually get away with that and there is no investigations ongoing?
Well, they shouldn't get away with it.
And absolutely.
Now that we have new leadership with Secretary Mattis as our Secretary of Defense, we'll have new service secretaries. I think that what we need, and it's just the right thing to do, is to provide the best oversight possible to make sure that the money that is designated to a particular service or a particular project is spent wisely, and that the return on the investment is as good as it can possibly be. So not, when you have a new now generation of leaders in this administration, we have an opportunity to reset, if you will, mm-hmm. the way we do business and the way we account for spending. And I think that that will likely happen. General Mattis is a very schooled expert on those kinds of things. He's had to manage enormous resources over the course of his military career, and I think he'll transfer those lessons to the requirements for people in the Defense Department.
That was Bill Smullen letting us know how he is hopeful that James Mattis will perpetuate the war machine. It's not surprising to get such a response given Smullen's credentials. Part of the plan to win the Gulf War hinged on keeping the American people up to date. This part of the plan was also happened to be Smullen's job, according to Bill himself. Quote, information dissemination was critical to our purpose and I devoted every waking moment to that. Well, Mr. Smullen, you did a great job not letting the people of the United States know about fake pretenses for this war. Instead, the debate over what business does Washington have in an oil-rich country such as Iraq shifted by people like Smullen and his associates at mainstream media to issues far more trivial. Here's Bill Hicks with more.
You never see my attitude in the press. That's what bugs me. You never see my point of view. For instance, gays in the military. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about it. Gays want to be in the military. Here's how I feel about it. All right? Anyone dumb enough to want to be in the military should be allowed in. End of story. That should be the only requirement. I don't care how many push-ups you can do. Put on a helmet, go wait in that foxhole. We'll tell you when we need you to kill somebody. You know what I mean? I'm so sick. I've watched these f***ing congressional hearings and all these military guys and all the pundits seriously. Oh, the esprit de corps will be affected and we are such a moral... Excuse me, aren't y'all f***ing hired killers? Shut up! You are thugs, and when we need you to go blow the f*** out of a nation of little brown people, we'll let you know. Until then, where did the f***ing military get all these more? We are the military. Is that a village of children and kids? Where's the napalm? I don't want any gay people hanging around me while I'm killing kids. I just don't want to see it. Don't tell me this military protects our freedom. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no one out there who's a f***ing threat to us, okay? They don't exist. Oh, I'm talking now only of countries we don't arm first. All right. If you want to split hairs, you've got a point.
Bill, what about the nations we sell arms to and then go blow the f*** out of them?
Okay, they might be scary for about a day. We give them the old weapons, we use the new ones on them, you know. Iraq found that out, huh?
That was Bill Hicks explaining what he thinks about the military. Following the announcement of U.S. defense budget increase, jitters spread all across the world since it is a clear sign to anyone who uses their cortex that it is time to arm yourself, which is why China just announced that it will also increase its military budget by roughly the same amount as the United States did. But how's China going to spend this money? Here's Steve Hughes and his take on the issue.
That wasn't racist, by the way. It's just funny. Don't get all PC of me, start freaking out, doing, you know, it's just a skinny white bloke doing a Chinese bloke's accent. We all had a laugh, went home. No, I got hurt. Freaked everybody out. He says, you racist. No, I just did a Chinese bloke's accent. Never even met him, just made him up. He actually doesn't even exist.
Well, it might be offensive to the Chinese.
I don't know, I'm not Chinese. Well, I've got a pretty good feeling. They've got bigger things to be concerned about. I don't think an alarm bell just went off in Beijing. Ding, 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 ding. Forget world economy. Get that guy. Freaking out. Plus, you know, I've been to 35 countries on this planet. There's Chinese people living in all of them. Chinese people are everywhere. Chinese people are everywhere. In every country on earth. They're there. I never heard anyone bitch. No one ever says all about the Chinese. You want to know why? Because we all like prawn toast too much. So the Chinese, they build empires a little different from everybody else. So the Europeans started, they thought, let's just go and steal countries, and then we can maybe create a global government like this. Then the United States got created, and they thought, we'll take over, we'll start to bomb the f*** out of everybody, we'll start to take over, and the Chinese just went, restaurants. Just move in, keep head down, be quiet. Kiss some dragon, cracker, the lolly. You want sweet and sour pork? Our time come.
That was Steve Hughes letting us know about the most subversive tactic used in combat. Keep your eyes open, folks, and we live in times that are changing rapidly, and one must stay up to date. Ponder the facts and make your own conclusions. I've been Nick Blake, and you've been listening to As If.